Now, a new Irish film, as the saying Kildare, is getting ready to shoot here during the summer, and they're looking for a boy to star in the movie. Joyride will start shooting during the summer, and the lead will be played by Oscar winner Olivia Colman. Joining me now on the line to talk about what they're looking for, our director Emer Reynolds. How are you doing, Emer?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. And casting director Elaine Granger. How are you doing, Elaine?
I'm fine, Ray. How are you?
Good. Emer, I'll go to you first. Award-winning director of The Farthest. This is a big one for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. It's my first feature drama after making a number of feature documentaries. So it's very exciting. It's a wonderful script, and there are two wonderful parts. Obviously, as you said, the main female lead, being who's called Joy, being played by Oscar winner Olivia Colman, and she's an incredible talent to have attached to the film. We're so excited to now mount the search for her co-star, who is a 13-year-old young boy called Mully. And we're just hoping he's out there.
Just before we get to him, I would imagine Olivia Colman gets an awful lot of scripts through her letterbox. They probably arrive on email now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. She's hugely in demand. Obviously, Oscar winner, massively experienced and loved actress, and newly Oscar nominated again this year for her role in The Father. So, she reads, gets approached by a lot of films. So you can imagine our joy.
All right. Today is not our day when it comes to phone lines. Are you still there, Emer? No. We go to Elaine there. How are you, Elaine? No, both of them are gone. Hello, Emer.
Hello, I'm back.
You're back there.
Yeah,
sorry,
I dropped off there.
Sorry. So you were saying, she gets a lot of offers, and it's a sort of testimony to the standard of the script that she said yes. Is there anything to do with the fact that she's filmed in Kerry before, hasn't she?
Well, certainly she has. She spoke very.
What's
the lobster? Loved it down there, and. She also has, her grandmother is from Cork, so she has great attachments to that part of the country, and that was certainly part of the appeal, I'm sure.
And as a director, Emer, is this what your whole career has sort of been leading to?
Well, we'll see. I hope so. It's a big adventure for me, and I was a film editor for a long time, and then made the transition into directing a few years ago. So this is a beginning of a great adventure, certainly for me, and hopefully for us all.
Very exciting. You edited. I was just looking at your IMDb. You edited I Went Down in 1997.
It was one of the first films I cut, and in some ways is a little companion piece. This is also a road movie set in the wilds of Ireland with a mismatched pair, so it's a different feel to I Went Down. Obviously was a comedy and capery crims on the road. This is a different kind of a feeling, but same kind of heart and beautiful look at Ireland.
Yeah. Elaine Granger, getting a teenage boy to act alongside Olivia Colman is a big ask.
As Emer will say, he's a co-lead, so he's got a huge challenge ahead of him. I mean, he carries the film alongside her. Endless dialogue, wonderful dialogue, very snappy dialogue, and it's a great character with a lot of various emotions going on and a lot of comedy in there as well. So we need to find a really great young boy, but he doesn't have to have any experience. A lot of the time, that's where you find some great kids. They haven't had any experience and they just have raw talent. So we're out there looking for any boys that are interested to come forward.
Okay. Do they have to have a Kerry accent or an Irish accent, or is there anything they have to have?
We need an Irish accent. It doesn't have to be a Kerry accent, but we'll deal with that later. So we, as Emer will explain, we'll deal with what we do with that. But at the moment, we just want boys from all over the country, north, south, east and west, basically, who are anything from 11 to about 16. So they look around 13, to send their stuff into us, and we'll go through it, and then we'll get back to them. To get them to tape, etc. And today they can self-tape on their phones. You don't need special equipment. You don't need an agent, you don't need anything. You just need to be able to email us in details and we'll get back to them, and between them and their parents, get them to self-tape.
Okay, so initially you just want a photograph, is it, and details to egirishfilm@gmail.com, egirishfilm@gmail.com.
That's it.
Emer, huge amount of pressure on your shoulders and on Elaine's shoulders to get the right person, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, the whole film will stand on the quality of the performers, right. And the roles are so exciting. So yeah, a lot of pressure, which I wasn't feeling until you mentioned it. But I have no doubt though.
No, but we've all seen.
I have no doubt that we'll be successful.
We've all seen movies with child stars that have either worked brilliantly because of them or not. You know, like I was watching Timmy Failure last night on Disney, and just like. With another actor, that would have been a flop. But the guy who plays Timmy is just brilliant in it, you know, and he's the main character. He's nearly in every scene.
Yes.
So egirishfilm@gmail.com. If you're between the ages of 11 and 16 and look 13, have an Irish accent, they want to hear from you. And the opportunity to act alongside Olivia Colman is a life-changing opportunity. So egirishfilm@gmail.com. Emer, good luck with the filming during the summer. Can you tell us where exactly it's going to be, or no, or around, just around Kerry?
Thank you so much. Yeah, in and around Tralee, hopefully, okay. And from the end of the place. So that's the plan.
Okay. Thanks, Emer. Good luck. Thanks, Elaine. Bye now. That's it from us. Catherine will be here with you tomorrow and for all of next week. Cormac and Sarah are on the way, and all I have to do is say Happy Easter.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.